Tommy Davis, you played all over the field last year, left field, center field, right field, and even at third base. Where do you prefer to play?
Well, Cliff, as you know, I was primarily an outfielder when I was brought up. So naturally, I would have to say that with 3 years in the minors, that I would have to go with the outfield spot. But as you know, I did play a little third base last year, and unfortunately, it was my first year, and I had a lot of trouble. I'm not going to put it down because I think in due time I could adjust myself to play third base.
One thing that distressed me last year, Tommy, when you played third base, as I recall, there were days when things weren't quite smooth and when the fans got on you. Now, does that bother you very much?
Well, I'm a little closer to the fans at being at third base, so I think it had a little psychological effect on me. I tried harder, but I just couldn't overcome a lot of my, let's say, setbacks and as I wanted to. So it might have had a slight psychological effect on me.
Could it also have affected your hitting?
I'm not going to commit myself on that. I don't say, I'm not going to give an excuse in regards to...
I don't mean that. No. I don't mean that, Tommy. What I mean is this, that you're playing a game and things aren't quite right. You're playing third base and you weren't born for third base. And the fans get on you. I mean, when fans do that, and sometimes they can be rough, does it tend to disturb a player that perhaps he will not concentrate on other things as he does normally? That's what I mean.
Well, let's look at it this way. Now, outwardly, I didn't think it bothered me. But like you said, it could have bothered me by my not knowing it. And I might have been disturbed. I might have been slightly more tense than I usually am. And I might have had an effect on my bat.
Last year, your batting average was .278 for the season. But in hitting against left-handed pitchers, you hit 8 home runs and you batted .352, better than anybody else on the entire Dodger team. Now, how do you figure your phenomenal success against left-handed pitchers?
Well, I wish I had that type of success against any type of pitcher, right-hander or left-hander.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just the fact that I probably stay in there longer. I see the ball better. It's coming towards me, not away from me as a right-hander, as you does. You know, a right-hander coming from third base, it's pretty hard picking up, but when you see a left-hander, you can see his whole motion, and you can pick up the ball much easier. And naturally, you stay in a little longer, and you wait a little longer, and you can get the fat of the bat on it much more consistently.
Tommy Davis, you stole 10 bases in 14 attempts last year, which, of course, is pretty good. Now, who decides whether or not you should steal? Do you go on your own, or do you get the sign from the coach or the manager, whoever?
Well, I was primarily getting signs. I was batting mostly in the third, fourth, fifth spot last year, and naturally, in that type of setup, you don't be going on your own because you have fellows who's hitting behind you that can knock you in from home plate. In other words, you can hit that long ball, so you don't take a chance on stealing on your own. And actually, you rarely steal. I thought I could have stole many more bases, but being a third, fourth, fifth hitter, you got to stay on that bag and hope that the big man that's following you can knock you in.
Tommy, you're from Brooklyn. Now you're a citizen of California. You're married, you have 2 children, so we've lost you in the East. Now, what about when you do come eastward, like last year when you played in Philadelphia, and this year when you'll be playing in New York, now that we have a national team in New York, do you ever see your buddies from Brooklyn?
Well, I can answer that in maybe with this quotation. Vince Kelly was talking to Roy Campanella the other day, and he said that he hoped that he doesn't run next to me again this year and when we go to Philadelphia. And he was pertaining to that every time we go to Philadelphia, I have a room full of friends from Brooklyn. I'd have at least as much as 20 friends in one room at one time. And he said that he would never get no rest because of all the racket we, you know, put on when I get together with my friends from Brooklyn.
The kids that you grew up with in Brooklyn, what are they doing now?
Well, a lot of them have been out of college since 60. That would have been the time I would have graduated if I hadn't gone to college. Some are still in college. Some have been out of college since 58. I've had a lot of friends. I fellows like Lenny Wilkins, who's a prize sophomore with the St. Louis Hawks. We went to school together, and I have some friends who are taking schooling in medicine. Fellows like Cy Hugo Green, I grew up with him, even though he was older than me. He's playing with Chicago now in the National Basketball Association. And, well, Ash Tremonti grew up with me, as you know, from being a Brooklyn boy. He's with the coach now, and I have a lot of fellows who's hanging around the corners, too. You know, a lot of them didn't make it, you know, and they're still after taking the lunch bucket to work, and some aren't even working. But they're all my friends, and I enjoy them all. And I can't wait to see most of them again.
You're certainly the very rich and... and having friends and having family and having admirers. Tommy Davis, when you came up to the major leagues and being from Brooklyn, the Dodgers no longer were the Brooklyn Dodgers, they were the Los Angeles Dodgers. Were you terribly disappointed that you never would play in Ebbets Field?
Oh, Mr. Evans, as you know, I had an ambition, like all the young Brooklyn boys in my era, and especially with Jackie Bregman like I did, I thought I had a chance and I wanted to play in front of my hometown crowd. And my ambition was broken. I felt bad about it, and I just have to realize it's reality, and it's the way it goes. And now I'm with Los Angeles, and I'm glad to be with the organization, even though it's in Los Angeles. And the people out there are treating me very well, and I'm going to try to do my best for them. It's like anything else, you know. Everybody can't have the cake and eat it too.
Well, you certainly do well, and there's no question about your putting out, because you're the type ball player, the type person who would give of your best at all times. Anybody else in your family ever participate in sports?
Well, starting with mother, she said she played basketball, and this isn't a miscue. I'm saying the right. She's represented the YMCA. They had a girls' basketball team representing this YMCA in Brooklyn called the Carlton Y. And she said she played basketball, and my father said he played a little football in his day. He didn't do very much. And I have a cousin who played basketball, a good pro potential, but he went into another profession. He went to Siena University upstate New York. His name was Phil Lomax. He's now writing, and he was also associated with doing a little social work for the city of New York.
Are you still interested in jazz?
Definitely. The more I listen to it, the more I like it more. It takes a long time to really conquer jazz. It's a very complicated type of music, and especially if you don't know music, it's rough. But I like the rhythm, and I like the way that people express themselves in jazz, and I feel that if you really want to learn to understand jazz, and if you... it's something that I can see a musician playing jazz. I try and feel what he's thinking, and I can realize what he's going through to express himself. And that's why I appreciate jazz. It's a complicated type of music and takes long to understand it.
What does jazz say?
Well, it's a different type of world. It won't express simple things in a more complicated way, but it's a way that it tries to give you a 100% expression, you know, a more soulful feeling, and it can become very rhythmic, it can really relax you in a point where you can forget a lot of things. A lot of things you want to forget. You can listen to jazz. It relaxes your mind, even though it sounds like an entanglement at times, but you can forget. Because if you know what the musician's trying to say, you can go right along with him and relax and listen to him.
You mean it could reach out and touch you? I was talking with your teammate Willie Davis before, and here's a younger player who last year was a rock and roller. He roomed with you, and now he's an ex-rock and roller, and now he's a devotee of jazz. Of course, why it is he's not rooming with you this year, I don't know, unless it is that you and he don't agree on jazz. But that's the way it is. He's rooming with that old man, Jim Gilliam, who's, I think, 33 years of age. But on a serious note to you, Tommy Davis, you're one of baseball's certainly superior ball players, and you're a first-class person. It's always nice talking with you in 1962 and all the years ahead. All good luck. This is Cliff Evans reporting from Vero Beach, the spring training camp of the Los Angeles Dodgers.